Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
On this Encore show, Darren and I talk about what Jesus has done for us. 1 John 4:4 tells you that the one in you, Jesus, is greater than the devil who is in the world. Darren brings up the verse in Psalm 107:20 that confirms that Jesus is the word that is sent to heal today. He is the light of the world, and his light illumines any darkness. Darren also reminds you that God hears and answers your prayers. God gives you the faith to be saved, and you confess that faith language out of your mouth. On the show today, if you do not know if you're born again, follow along in our prayer, and you are born again according to Romans 10, 9, and 10. As we end the show, we remind you again that nothing can separate you from God's love, even those things in the future you don't know about. Now let's join the program.
Well, Barbara, I say praise the Lord, praise the Lord,
yes.
Praise the Lord,
hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. No, wonderful. Jesus loves us.
He does love us.
Jesus loves us, and Jesus loves you.
He really does.
And we hope that you're having a wonderful day, and knowing that if you have received Jesus as your Savior, you have all the power that you need to get through this life. Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Darren, that's so important when we see what's going on in the world, and we know that there's a greater power in us who believe in Jesus Christ.
You know, I was meditating on the scripture, Psalm 107:20, one of my favorites. It says he sent his word and healed them, and he's been telling me, he said, what I sent was myself.
Mm-hmm.
I sent myself and
healed
them.
Praise God.
And we need to realize that when God gives us a word of faith, a word of knowledge, a word of healing, he's sending himself to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't just make that a mental thing. You know, it's not an academic situation. It's a matter of he sends him his very self, his substance. He is the substance.
That's right.
He is the essence. And in the book of Colossians, it says the substance belongs to Christ. And I believe that. And, of course, in the book of Colossians, one of my cherished books in the New Testament, it says all, you know, he created all things by, for, and through himself.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is the center focus, you know, of the whole message here. And it's exciting to me when he said, well, I just sent myself and healed him.
It's like John 1. In the beginning was the Word, capital W, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. Oh, the light shines in the darkness, and we're so thankful that those of you who are listening who've received Jesus, you are a light in your neighborhood. You are a light in your family. You are a light with those people that you come in contact with.
That's
every
right.
day. Praise
right.
God. Praise the Lord.
Well, I would like to pray, Barb. And
yes.
I'd like to lift up the people that are listening in their offices. We receive a lot of mail, people saying, well, I listen to you where I work. And we welcome you new listeners here at this morning time slot of 10:30 to 11 right here on KLT. And some of you don't realize that you're listening to 670 AM. You've stumbled across the dial and you found us. And you might write that down so you know how to find it again. 670 AM on the dial. And the station calls it the Mighty 670, and I believe that. It reaches out so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the reach that we have with this station. It goes way out into the middle of Kansas and catches the Oklahoma Panhandle, part of Texas, northern New Mexico, get up into Wyoming and out into Nebraska, and of course a major part of Colorado. And we welcome you to pray along with us and also to call us. So after we pray here, you can call us at area code 303-631-2800. I love to pray because I say this frequently, but it's very true, and I believe it with every part of my being, Barbara. God hears and answers our prayers.
Praise God.
And we need to say that. We need
That's
to
right.
affirm that with our mouth out loud. We need to be saying, You know, as we're going around our work, as we're commuting, as we're driving, as we're meditating, reading the Word, we need to stop and say, you know, God hears and answers my prayers. And when you start saying that, what you're doing is you're really setting the inner man of the heart to believe and to trust the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And it becomes easier when we start saying that. It's easy to pray. It's, you know, we start saying things like that. Agree with God, in other words.
I also believe there's a listener, and she doesn't believe that she will go to heaven if she dies. And I think it's important that we even say a prayer of confession here that would help
right.
those who are struggling with, well, am I a born-again believer or am I not? That can really confirm to them today that if you did die, that you would go to heaven to be with Jesus. And that's so important because we don't know. We don't know the time or the hour that he's going to bring us home with him. We are sojourners and strangers here on this earth. So maybe in your prayer you could
let me just give a little mini teaching here to set this thing up.
Okay.
In the book of Deuteronomy, it gave a brilliant, it's a matter of fact, it's in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14. If you're at your job site and you can't take time to look it up, why write this down? But we'll go to where it's quoted again in the New Testament in Romans. That's right after the Gospels, but in the book of Romans in the New Testament, it says in the 10th chapter, 8th verse, it says, the word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we're preaching. Now, God has put a measure of faith in your heart to get saved, and that's why you're reaching out. You're saying, I need more than I have, and I'm not sure, Darren and Barbara, that if I died, that I just don't know. I don't know for sure if I'd go to heaven or not. Well, you can be sure, absolutely sure, today.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'll lead you through a prayer, and I'll tell you what it says so that we don't con you here. We're not trying to put something over on you in a fast, slick deal. But if you pray the prayer that we're going to pray here in a minute and mean it in your heart, you will get born again. You will get saved. You'll get a new heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the inner man inside of you that's crying out to be released will be set free.
Praise God.
And Jesus said, who the Son sets free is free indeed in the book of John. Read all of John chapter 6 and 7 and 8. You'll get really excited about Jesus there. But then in the 9th verse here of Romans chapter 10, it says, if you confess, that means to say it with your mouth and to agree with it. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you pray the simple prayer with me and with Barbara, God gives you the faith, and he does the work. But you have to use your will to decide to open your mouth and say this. So it goes like this, I'll tell you. You say, I confess my sins, Lord Jesus. I need you to be my Savior. And in the 8th verse it says, or the 9th verse, it says, now if you confess with your mouth, well, that's what we're going to have you do. Confess that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And that's what you want. So let's say this and pray this prayer together and mean it in your heart. And some of you that don't know can know, and God takes the responsibility then to bear witness. In other words, let you know on the inside of you, maybe in a brand new way, that's a transaction, a real transaction really took place spiritually. So let's pray this prayer together. And Barbara, you're going to agree with me for our listeners?
Yes.
Good. All right. And whether you're driving a truck, driving a delivery van, whether you're driving 18-wheeler, or you're driving a tiny Volkswagen, or whether you're at your house or your work or wherever, this will work. God is every place, and he's listening.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want you to say this, and I'll pray, and then will you follow Barbara?
Mm-hmm.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart.
That God raised Jesus from the dead.
That God raised Jesus from the dead.
This means I am now saved.
This means I am now saved.
I have received righteousness.
I have received righteousness.
I confess.
I confess.
That Jesus is my Lord.
That Jesus is my Lord.
Take all my sins away, Jesus.
Take all my sins away, Jesus.
And let me know for sure that I'm saved.
And let me know for sure that I'm saved. saved.
If I die today.
If I die today.
If I die tonight.
If I die tonight.
If I die tomorrow.
If I die tomorrow.
I'll come to be with you.
I will come to be with you.
I will not go to eternal punishment.
I will not go to eternal punishment.
Because I'm now born again.
Because I'm now born again.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I needed a new heart.
I needed a new heart.
I needed a fresh start.
I needed a fresh start.
And today I received that fresh start.
And today I received that fresh start.
And that new heart.
And that new heart.
Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Thank you, Jesus, for saving me.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
If you said that with us and you meant it in your heart, you just got born again. And that's
right.
How easy it is.
And those sins that you confessed and in that little prayer, if you really believe that, then you are going to change a life. You're going to have a change of lifestyle also, because there's some things that you need to end. You need to bring to an abrupt end in your life.
Amen.
And there's some things that you need to begin. That is what repent means. It's to change, turn around, and go in another direction. That's what the word believe means. It's to take the right road, not the wrong road any longer, but the right road. And that's so important.
That's right.
So,
and you know, in navigation, if you're off just a little bit and you go very far, you're going to miss it completely.
Well, that's like this plane in Guam.
Right.
Boy, it missed it.
It missed it by a
whole
lot. It was disastrous.
It was disastrous.
So we're saying to you, Jesus will guide your life. And if you just said that prayer with us, prayed that prayer and meant it in your heart, why don't you write to us? And I'll give you our address right now. So grab your pencil. It's Darren in Denver, Box 37367, Denver, Colorado, ZIP 80237. Now, let me give that to you again. And, of course, our announcer gives that at the end of the broadcast every day. But it's Darren in Denver, Box 37367. Denver, Colorado, ZIP 80237. And we'd love to hear from you and pray for you, hook up with you, and help you walk in your new walk of faith. Mm-hmm. And we'll stick some tapes in the mail once we've got your address and some scripture cards, and we'll get you started. Mm-hmm. I mean, and God then takes up, he will get you into the Word, and He'll guide you through the Word, and your whole life will change.
How exciting. I remember the day after I was born again. I was 8 years old. I'm not going to tell the year. And I was in third grade, and I remember the next morning, it was a Sunday evening, and the next morning I went to school, and I was putting my things in the little locker, and I told everybody around me I was saved, and they said, "What?" And I said, "I'm saved. I took Jesus in my heart." Oh, you know, I mean, it was just right. Totally, I mean, they were in a fog. And a lot of them were Catholic believers, and so
they didn't understand
as long
the words.
As they said mm-hmm. Mary and had their little rosary, they didn't, you know, they didn't realize that receiving Jesus into your heart was important. And so I think of that every once in a while, how when Jesus comes in your heart, you want to broadcast it. You want to tell people.
And Barbara, I know you've shared this story a lot of times, but I think your first grade teacher was named Miss Epic. Tell a story about when she introduced you to Jesus in that class.
Well, when we were living in Brighton, I went to a Lutheran school. And Miss Epic was the first grade teacher there at Zion Lutheran in Brighton. And precious lady. Oh, just a precious lady. And sometimes I stood in the corner.
With
my face in the corner. But on this particular day, near the very beginning of school, and school's almost about to start this year again.
Yes.
Boy, it's getting about that time. But we had those little seats, the little wooden seats that come up, and they were all connected, and the little seat was just about wide enough to, if you were thin, you could get a couple of little girls on that seat. But I remember her saying, "Now I want everybody in class," there are about 20 of us in this class, "everybody in class to scoot over." And so we scoot over to the very edge of the right side of our seat. And she said, "Now I want you to remember that Jesus is always sitting beside you." Wow. What a blessing.
That blesses me.
I almost
shed tears every
and you
time
know
you
what?
Relate that.
We can't say that. Well, it wasn't a public school then, but I remember in public school talking about God mm-hmm. in the 50s.
Yeah,
and
that's good.
And now we can't talk about Him
But you
freely,
remember,
but
one of the reasons I wanted you to share that, you remember that now, many years later, after you've gone through school, gone through college,
mm-hmm.
you remember that
mm-hmm.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest to you parents that have small children, find some way to explain to them Jesus will always be with you. He'll never leave you.
That's right.
He'll always be there, and you can always talk to Him. And if you're in trouble, you can cry out to Him. And I would teach them some scripture so they can speak scripture. And the devil harasses little kids.
Oh, absolutely.
And if your children are having bad dreams, if you'll give us a call, we can help you with that. We've been through that as parents, and there's a way to defeat that. There's a way to kick the devil out of that bedroom so you don't have to go in there every 2 hours and look under the bed for the monster and in the closets and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you can get on top of that, but I just like to pray right now, Barbara.
Okay.
Father God, I know that we have many listeners that are holding on just ragged edge, a bare thread, it seems like. They're about ready to go over the edge. But Lord, you care about those situations, and you know how to drive away that spirit of fear that didn't come from you, wasn't sent by you, didn't come from heaven. Lord, it came from the dark side, from the devil himself. And Lord, many times these fears manifest themselves in worry over finances or worry over children or worry over a career or a job or just worrying over getting old and running out of money and all kinds of things. Lord, there's so many scenarios the devil can bring to us. And Lord, he brings those in pure video form. I mean, he brings it to us in color and with all the sights and sounds and smells of all those horrible things that might happen. And Lord, we need to run him off today with the powerful word of Jesus and the name of Jesus. So right now, on behalf of our listeners, wherever they're listening, whatever situation they're in, no matter how big the rock is that's on top of them, and the mess that just torments them day and night, Lord, we come against that with the power of Jesus' name and Jesus' blood and the power of Scripture. And Lord, your word says all things are possible to him who believes. Make it possible, Lord, with that nugget of faith, with that tiny mustard seed faith that you put in all of us, for our listeners to reach up and say, God, I need your help. Jesus, I need your help. Jesus, you're the doorway to God, and I need to get to him fast. I need to do it right now. And Father, I know your arms are always open to us, and we don't have to call ahead of time. In fact, you know when we're coming. You know when we're screaming. You know when we're upset. You know when we're depressed. You know when we're thinking about suicide. And yes, Jesus, right now we bind that spirit of death and that spirit of suicide, and we loose a spirit of hope to our friends and our listeners. And we say, Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord, for working out these horrendous problems for us. Thank you for being the problem solver. In Jesus' name, I pray. I know you've heard this prayer. I know you've reached out, Lord Jesus, into offices and cars and homes and hotels and mobile homes and all over the place. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We don't know what's going to happen next, but God knows. And in Psalm 124, an ascent of David, he says, had it not been the Lord who was on my side, they would have swallowed me alive. Their anger was kindled against me. The waters would have engulfed me. The stream would have swept over my soul. The raging waters would have swept over my soul. But he says, I have escaped as a bird out of the snare of the trapper. The snare is broken, and I have escaped. My help is from the Lord. And we think in Romans 8, Darren, it says, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are being put to death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we are overwhelmingly conquerors through him who loved us. I am convinced, Paul was convinced here at this point, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come. See, that's where most of us were worried about the things to come. 80% of our worries are what's going to happen tomorrow. And they say that 80% of those worries never come to be, but the fact that we're putting our focus on that, we're worrying, we're becoming anxious. But he says here, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us. And created thing even means IRS. Hallelujah. Praise God. Nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. A dear lady just today wrote us and said, you know, my husband died last year, and I was faced with all the state, revenue, taxes, and
estate.
All this. Yes. And we feel with you. We understand that traumatic loss, and then all of a sudden they want from you a certain amount of money. And we know, though, that what we just read in Romans is true, and it cannot separate you from the love of God, which is going to bring you through all that trauma and all those hard times.
Well, Barbara, there's a scripture in Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, verse 49. It says, "Remember the word to thy servant in which thou hast made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that thy word has revived me."
Oh, hallelujah.
It also says, "Revive me according to thy word." In fact, if you go through Psalm 119 and underline all the times he says, "Revive me according to thy word," and then read around. In fact, you could read Psalm 119 every day and be absolutely blessed of God if you take time to do that. But God knows us. He says in verse 73 in Psalm 119, "Thy hands made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments." Oh, I tell you, may those who fear thee see me and be glad, because I wait for thy word.
Hallelujah.
And Matthew 4:4 says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God."
That's right.
Now, once we learn that, we begin to speak God's word. And I want to tell our listeners, Barbara, that the mouth is the faith switch. When you speak, you turn on faith. You release faith in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the salvation process here, when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. Call us right here at area code 303-631-2800. Maybe you've got a situation that's too much for you, and we can help you.
Well,
and
even David, you know, he shed tears and tears and tears all through the Psalms. He's saying, "My eyes shed streams of water." I mean, this man was an emotional man. He was probably, if we had personality checks, he was a melancholy to the core. But he goes on to say, "My God delivered me out of it. God delivered me out of all my, from all my enemies." Even though there are tears and there's times of crying, Darren, and there's times of discouragement and desperation, when we look to God, when we lift up our head, you know, he's the glory and the lifter of my head, David said. And when we actually lift up our head and look to him, he will help us.
And I would recommend this. If you're just so distraught, you don't know what to do, take the book of Matthew and begin reading about chapter 6. And I would read until you get up to about chapter 15. And in that few chapters, Jesus is telling us who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He met the leper, took care of the leper, cleansed the leper, took care of that. Met the blind, took care of that. He met the little girl that was, they said, was dead. She said, "She's not asleep." He lifted her right up. And they laughed at him.
And they laughed.
They laughed.
Yes. And that's why he had to shove him out of the house, say, you know, "Get out of here."
Right. And I'm sure it was a laugh of mockery.
Oh,
it wasn't
sure.
That it wasn't hilarious laughter. It was mocking laughter.
That's right.
He put him out of the house, raised the little girl up, and the laughing was over, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Now, some of you may be mocked right now by family or by people you work with or people you know, people you went to school with. You know, whatever. They may just think you're the biggest dumbbell that ever walked on the face of the earth. And they may have special words for you. I want to tell you, walk with God and he will vindicate you.
Mm-hmm.
He will vindicate you.
God doesn't think you're a dumbbell.
No, he doesn't.
Made
he doesn't
you.
Think you're stupid
he
and all that
you.
Kind
That's
of stuff.
Right.
And these are the kinds of things that we present in our meetings. And in fact, we'll have a meeting tonight at the Holiday Inn in North Glen. And if you've never made the attempt, why don't you make this your night? 7 o'clock this evening at the Holiday Inn. We're there every Tuesday night, 120th and I-25. And God's presence has just been increasing. Last week we saw God do amazing things. People are coming back and say, "I got healed 3 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, and I am still healed." Mm-hmm. Now, I love that kind of testimony, Barbara.
That keeping.
Keeping.
Healing.
And I believe this, that God's anointing for learning, for healing, for financial blessings is residual. I don't believe he just puts it on and then jerks it off.
No.
I believe he leaves it with you. Mm-hmm. And as we get to know God and his character and his nature, we will be so abundantly blessed. And he wants to just turn us inside out with blessings, not with horror and trauma and all that kind of stuff. Now, some of you are new listeners. I want to suggest this. We have a 2-tape series called When Curses Go, Blessings Flow. Sometimes I want to talk about the blessings. I get that first. But the actual title of this tape series is When Curses Go, Blessings Flow.
Well, it's when blessings flow, curses go, too.
Amen. But some of you don't realize that torment, and I'll give you one example. Some of you don't realize why sickness just seems to be at your door, no matter what you do, no matter what doctor you go to, no matter what drugs you take, no matter what, you know, kind of treatment you have, you're always sick. I believe that's a result of a curse. Another curse, I believe, comes is accidents. And this can be in children. I said, well, that kid's just, he's just
accident
prone. He just stumbles all the time. Mm-hmm. He can't pick up his feet. You know, he's got four thumbs and all this stuff. Let me tell you, that may be a curse. Now, these curses come down three or four generations, from the great-great-grandparents on down through. And some of your grandparents belong to churches, belong to lodges, belong to organizations that brought curses into your bloodline. There is a way to break that so you don't have to go on being tormented and suffering and keep messing up and having the devil eat your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I'm going to suggest you do. And these tapes have blessed lots and lots and lots of people. We took time to put a lot of scriptures on there. It's not just Darren and Barbara that are blowing and going. We take it right out of the Word of God. And there's prayers on there that will set you free and your loved ones free. Now, you can have this two-tape series for a gift to Darren in Denver of $10 or more. If you want to send $100, well, you'll get blessed $100 worth. If you want to send $1,000, why, your blessing will be, you know, as your faith, so be it unto you. We're trying to tell you there are answers here. You don't have to walk blindly out there and keep getting clobbered.
That's right.
I even know Christians, Barbara, that go to Spirit-filled churches that are still getting slammed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're getting blindsided by the devil.
Absolutely.
Come on, folks, wake up. And here's a way to get the information, get started on this teaching. When curses go, blessings flow. Ask for it, or you can say, send me the tape on curses. We'll know what you're talking about, but it's a two-tape series. We'll get it in the mail to you. We have them in stock. But Darren in Denver, just make your check out to Darren in Denver, box 37367, Denver, Colorado, zip code 80237. And if you're just not abundantly blessed, I would be very surprised. In fact, I'm just going to guarantee that you'll be blessed. Because we haven't had anybody come back and say, hey, those tapes are a ripoff. Well, they haven't, have
no,
they?
No,
no. We haven't had somebody say the biggest bunch of trash I've ever heard. No, you won't find that. We'll also get you a tape list. We have a lot of tapes that are on process telling you how to get from point A to point B and on down into victory.
It has a lot of word, and that's what's important.
Amen.
A lot of scripture.
Amen.
And whenever we get the word in our heart, that's the beginning of a successful and a prosperous life. I truly believe that. When we get our, things all straightened up and in a row, our ducks in a row, you know, the way they used to say, if you get your tithing in the row, if you get your worship and praise in a row, if you get loving your neighbor as yourself in a row, God, loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, if you get those basics in a row and get rid of what Satan's trying to do to you, then you can open a door to great and mighty things in your life.
You know, Barbara, God's speaking to me right now, said, Darren and Barbara, you need to teach on tithing. We're going to have to do that because a lot of our listeners don't understand that.
Well, we had a brother call the other night and say, do you tithe off the gross or off the net? And God bless him.
And I said, well, do you want blessed off the gross or the net?
That's right. How much
that's what I've been told. And, you know, we will get into that. But a lot of you have never been taught tithing, and that's a key to one of the keys to great victory with the Lord God, and that's to take good care of His money.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in